morning day. We like to gather at the Drop Time Cafe, telling lies with the locals and hunters from out of town. There's always some smart aleck guy making fun of the rednecks in general, putting us down.
Welcome back to Ray Eye Radio, Eye on the Outdoors. Came back with a little Kevin Blake Weldon, a little deer hunting song. As alternative season continues this weekend and into January, a little fitting to have a little deer hunting to come in. And our story time is about the Ozark deer hunting this week. Here we are on the last weekend of December 2018. Happy New Year, getting ready to go into the new year. Wanted to bring this story time to you about hunting the Ozark Hills. And this particular story time is from the live feed from the radio broadcast in 2015, where I did the show from my deer blind on the ridge. And not only did we do the show from there, we had a very good Sennheiser directional microphone ran out of the blind, pointed down the ridge to pick up all the sounds, the great background sounds. This was a really good show. So after listening to part of this segment and hearing the sounds from the outdoors, I decided we'll just go ahead and run some of this from the blind and then go into story time. So Happy New Year, everyone. We'll see you next year here on Eye on the Outdoors, Ray Eye Radio. It's story time with Uncle Ray.
Pretty much sums it up as a perfect song for our group of hunters down here in the Missouri Ozarks from all across the country. That was Kevin Blake Weldon. Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for riding through the break. We're coming to you from the Missouri Ozarks. I'm still up here on the ridge in my stand. It's almost 10 o'clock. It's time to get down and head into camp, head to the cabin. I'm going to make a little breakfast this morning. Got a great menu. We're down here. One of the neat things is the food, of course, the friendship, the family, the gathering. A lot of tradition and family and fun. Can't stress enough, though, to be careful out there. Be careful with those firearms. And in the public, handle yourself with respect and respect for others. Portray a great image of hunters. Yeah, I'm going to have a little deer tenderloin this morning, and I'm making venison burgers with a cream cheese center, kind of like our deer stand sandwiches we had here on the show, but without the buns. We're going to make those, and then we're going to have some fresh bacon. We're going to have some berries, blackberries, that we had last week in our pancakes, but this week we're just going to have them as a little side dish. But also, in our scrambled eggs this morning, we have morel mushrooms we picked right here in the hills last spring. Can have a good breakfast without a little raisin French toast and syrup made right here in the Ozarks. Well, it's time for a little story time. We're going to do a little story time. Hey, we'll be back in the studio next week. Until then, we'll see you and enjoy story time.
Okay, boys and girls, it's story time with your Uncle Ray. This week's story is Whitetail Deer and the Ozarks. My setup is a remote, steep, rugged Ozarks Ridge. The Jack's Fork River is far below me, but yet in the cold, still winter air, I clearly hear the soothing sounds of a flowing river. With my favorite muzzleloader across my lap, in the early morning darkness, I quietly settle into my ladder stand. I have a very rich tradition of hunting with muzzleloaders. I've hunted both whitetails and turkeys with original black powder guns long before there were replicas sold in the 1970s and today's modern muzzleloaders. My grandpa was a gunsmith, a muzzleloader collector, and a black powder expert. Not only did grandpa and my dad take many deer with black powder, he and dad in the 1950s traveled throughout the Midwest to black powder rifle shooting matches. I'm hunting state forest, public ground, on the edge of the Ozarks National Scenic Riverway. I've carefully selected my deer stand set up high on a very steep ridge, close to its narrow end. I'm just above an acorn flat. My stand is in a slight saddle where the ridge narrows, a setup that forces deer movement to pass my way. I originally planned to hunt from the ground, just as my ancestors before me, but decided to use a ladder stand so I could see just over the rim of the steep, narrow ridge, the preferred travel route of the Gray Ghost River Buck. With thousands of acres in the river hills, miles and miles of ridges, a hunter could easily second-guess a setup. But these sleek, heavily muscled ridge-running acorn eaters have made the mistake of leaving evidence of gorging on acorns. To me, this is real deer hunting. This is how I learned to deer hunt as a small boy when I followed my grandpa and my dad in the Ozark Hills in search of the elusive whitetail for our winter meat. My deer hunt in these Ozark Hills is not your typical outdoor TV show hunt. This is not private managed land with high densities of deer in a crop-rich, filled North Missouri or Iowa.
Missing his pre-scouted trail camera name bucks on a hit list. Missing his hundreds of acres of sponsor-paid-for planted food plots. Also missing his standing corn, standing beans, clover, deer cocaine, magic corn, and super antler growth poured in a stump. Missing is the pre-hunt crew videotaping deer movement prior to arrival and a dozen preset tree stands and a dozen brushed-in ground blinds awaiting my arrival. The Encyclopedia states Ozark is the name of a French trading post established in the region in the 1700s. Another source says the Osage Indians hunted with longbows made from the wood of a tree known to the French as Bois des Arcs, known today as Osage Orange. The Osage and Shawnee Indians in the Ozarks once made the Kern and Jack's Fork River valleys their home. An Osage chief named Cordavia is said to be buried on top of the mountain known as Cordavia Bluff. It was way back in 1912 when a group of hunters, trappers, and fishermen started a process that would eventually lead to the establishment of the Ozark National Scenic Riverways and the protection of these beautiful Ozark rivers. They used their influence to promote the idea of a state park that would protect the Jack's Fork River. But it wasn't until 1964 that their dream was finally realized with the establishment of the Ozark National Scenic Riverways. Many names in the Ozarks come from the early French explorers and trappers in the river hills. The trappers placed traps in La Rivière Courante, the running river, according to local legend. The Jack's Fork River is named after a Shawnee Indian named Captain Jack, who camped along the river with his tribe. Troublesome Hollow got its name during the turbulent Civil War years. Lawless guerrillas known as bushwhackers used the hollow as a base camp to cause nearby settlers grief and trouble during an unsettled time. Meeting House Cave also takes its name from the Civil War period. According to legend, the cave was used as a hideout during the war. Marauding bands from both sides of the conflict used the cave as a place to meet. Nearby Hospital Cave was supposedly used as a hospital during the war as well. The rugged landscape of the Ozarks made travel difficult in the early days of settlement. Roads were few and poor, usually little more than wagon ruts. The Ozarks also lack centralized towns and cities. People tend to live on widely scattered homesteads, farming and hunting for their needs, only rarely going to commercial centers for trade goods they couldn't make on their own. In 1933, large tracts of land were purchased in the region for the Clark National Forest, which today is the Mark Twain National Forest. In 1936, the Missouri Department of Conservation was established, and game laws became more rigidly enforced in the region. Today, there is approximately 80,000 acres of rugged Ozark land along the Jack's Fork and Current Rivers that form the Ozark National Scenic Riverways. As dawn finally breaks in the Ozarks, a new day ushers in the sound of life as a wild turkey gobble startles me, then yelping and more gobbling as others join in the battle. Around 7:30, as a great horned owl hoots along the river and a chorus of barred owls hoot just up the ridge, suddenly I catch movement down the ridge just below the rocky rim. The sound of hoofs across the rocky ledge reminds me of Santa Claus as the first of six deer come up over the top from the river and bounce up the narrow ridge toward me. I quickly adjust for their approach as multiple whitetail weave in and out of the trees, closing the distance. Leading the pack, a big gray doe abruptly stops in front of my stand, turns to face me as she stomps the ground. All deer are now standing very still. She notices something different as she stares at my ladder, something that was not here just yesterday. As my sights settle on her neck, I squeeze the trigger. With a roar and a cloud of smoke, the big gray doe goes down in a heap. I know I will have to leave this place of beauty and return to the real world, but for now, I will enjoy my special time in the Ozarks with great friends, family, great food, fellowship, and pounds of summer sausage, burger, and backstrap laying on the forest floor out in front of me.
And that's story time this week with your Uncle Ray.
Appreciate you coming in this weekend with us at our campfire. Say bye, Vogelbacher.
Bye, Vogelbacher.
Say goodbye, Matty G. Goodbye.
Thanks for joining us for Eyes on the Outdoors National Radio Show. Share the outdoors with others and always be a positive role model for hunting, gun ownership, and conservation. We'll see you next time around the campfire. Be safe out there in the woods and on the water. Say goodbye, Peanut.
Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away.
defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I